Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy.
Okay.
Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Charlize, and I have a special guest. She was a guest on the Art of Healing podcast several months ago. If you want to check the show notes and the video notes, I'll send you the link of our Mindful Eating podcast. Lisa and I are teaming together to do a series of 4 videos/podcasts that we're going to make available discussing some very important topics. Lisa, who is my dear friend, is a longtime educator. She expanded her passion from teaching children to helping adults become their best selves through personal growth and development. Lisa received her training to become a health coach from the Institute of Integrated Nutrition. She specializes in helping busy men and women lose unwanted pounds and look and feel their best. She lives in Rhode Island with her husband and her daughter and her beloved dog, Bella. She likes to keep active by practicing yoga, riding her bike, skiing, and taking walks. Lisa enjoys cooking meals for her families and friends. And I will say, which we'll talk about all that, you'll want to join her newsletter because she's always sending out some fun recipes. So join me in our first episode. And Lisa, hello, Lisa. How's it going?
Hello, Charlize. So good to be here. So good to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, Lisa has written a book, which I have found handy, and I have returned to time after time in my own health journey. So a lot of the stuff we're going to be referencing is going to be in her book, and we'll include in the show notes where to find a copy of her book. So today, I wanted to talk about something you brought up in your book, quote, you, Lisa, nourish to flourish. In chapter 6 of your book, you tell us to nourish to flourish. Can you describe a little bit what that means, to nourish and flourish?
Sure, I'll be happy to. Well, let's think back. Long before we were on this earth, we didn't have to think about eating foods to, you know, nourish us, because we were automatically, we knew that we needed foods to survive. So, and to get energy to do, to continue our day and to do our work. But over the years, these foods, even, you know, in the last couple of decades have been depleted of the nutrients that our body needs to work the way we want it. We want them to work. We want the energy throughout the day. We want to our minds to be clear. We want to be able to sleep at night well. So these, you know, the meaning of, eating nutritious foods has become a job. Whereas years ago, it was not a job, because we naturally ate, more people ate plants, obviously, make plant-based foods, and they came from gardens. It was unheard of to have all these boxed or packaged foods. So we now have to pay attention and, you know, put effort into what we are eating for the results we want. We want energy, right? Who doesn't want to feel great during the day while you're working, while you're playing, while you are socializing? You want to, you know, who doesn't want to look good? You don't want to, you know, food affects our skin. Your skin can dry out from the, if you're not, eating the foods right for you. And we talk about that. I brought that up in my book too. We're all different. So what your best friend's diet is, and they're talking about it, may not work for you. So we have to keep that in consideration too. So as far as nurturing foods, I think we all know, it's common to know what is good to eat and what's not good to eat. Basically, you're not going to, you know, eat cake for lunch or potato chips for dinner. But a lot of times foods, they can be disguised, meaning like they might be packaged and they'll say, oh, all natural energy, long lasting energy bars, like the granola bars make you think, oh yeah, this is great. I'll eat this for lunch because I'm so busy. And yeah. And then a couple hours later, you look, you know, you find a hidden ingredient was sugar. And now you feel this lull at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, it's not working with you. It's working against you. So, you know, like food is so, what do we use food for? We use it for celebration. It's our culture, right? Different. We express culture through different dishes that we make, and we share with family and friends. It's also used for celebration gatherings. A lot of cookouts in the summer, where we're not, you know, maybe it's easily, you can easily go off track. Maybe not eating the best or nutritious food for yourself because you're talking and you're not going to naturally have a list of foods to eat when you just want to have a good time, which that's an important piece of health too, is to enjoy yourself. So, but you know, food is not, it's a job. You have, it's a way of, we, you know, we have to really pay attention because there's so much distraction out there. So yeah. Basically, yeah.
I like the way you're saying that because, and I'm just even thinking about like my past week of seeing patients and how often this comes up as far as nutrition. And the way you're saying it is just open your heart, think about it, put your mind to your foods. Don't just sort of grab stuff. And I have to tell the listeners and the watchers that when I read Lisa's book, the way that she recommends that you approach this is so subtle and it's so gentle that you start doing it. You don't even notice you're doing it. Like you just, they're like, oh, okay. And you gently start changing what you're doing. You see some nice little change, but you're asking us to approach our food with some thought, some mindfulness. It's not just grab it, ram it in your mouth.
So that kind of leads me into, I was kind of talking about like anyone can Google what to eat. We can look on Pinterest for healthy meals. We're all doing this kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Because we want to feel good. Ultimately, no one wants to not feel good at the end of the day. We want to nourish our bodies so they work for us. So I think, you know, now we can think about not what we eat, but how we eat it. That's a big factor that, you know, you're not going to see in the latest diets. And there are hundreds of different diets out there. But knowing how to eat and what you were talking about, Charlize, the mindful eating, the slowing down of the meal, that definitely affects how you are, you know, you begin to intuitively know what's good for you and what's not good for you.
Describe for us mindful eating, if you don't mind, because and part of what inspired me to want to do this with you again was that topic ended up being extremely popular for the followers, was mindful eating. Why don't you describe, in case someone didn't hear that podcast, what mindful eating is?
Sure. As I spoke about, it's not the what you're eating, it's the how you're eating it. So it actually affects your digestion differently, and it gives your body a chance to catch up to your brain and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm full and I don't need that extra bite. So it helps with portion control. That's the how. But going through the motions, there are certain, you know, steps into this process. So the first, your food is eaten, I think. It starts with even like cooking, like I talk about home cooking. When you're, you know, there's a difference between even, and I see a lot more restaurants are providing like farm fresh vegetables, and I like to see that, or, you know, locally fresh produce, or a local catch of the day, maybe a local fish or whatever you are, depending upon where you're living. But yeah, that's, you know, wonderful. But, you know, there's also another vitamin in food, and we call that vitamin L, which is vitamin like love, meaning when you're preparing food for yourself and your family, for friends, you're enjoying it. You're putting your heart and soul into it. And even if you don't cook, you're carefully choosing what foods will be pleasing to your dinner party. Or it could be just yourself too. And it could be just one other person. It doesn't need to be like this huge gathering. So I just, you know, when you're cooking yourself, you're thinking, well, I'm not going to, you know, you're thinking of ways to make it healthier. So you're looking for those brighter vegetables. You're not putting so much sugar or salt on the meal because, you know, you want it to be healthy because you love the people who you're cooking for. So that vitamin L, it is not to say I love to go out to eat, but, you know, 5 days a week might not be great for my waistline, because I've also worked as a waitress in a restaurant. And there, if you've gone out to eat, I don't know, the cooks are extremely, they're under a lot of stress. And so are the waitresses actually. And when you're under that stress, it's hard. They love what they do, I'm sure. And they're wonderful and they produce such wonderful meals, but you know, they're putting out like 50 meals, 100 meals, and it's hard to, you know, produce a meal that you would produce yourself just for your family. It's just the numbers don't match up. So just that, you know, before even starting the mindful eating, it's preparing the meal, and it's also preparing the table. You know, the simple little things like a vase of flowers, or it doesn't even have to be a vase. It could be one flower. I think sometimes one flower is so pretty, just one rose, but it it's your time. It's for me when I come home from work, I love sitting by the table, and I just love, it's a break, and it forces you to, you know, to sit down and do something for yourself to enjoy a good meal. I've heard people who changed their dishes just so they won't be bored. They, you know, like to, and it's pretty common to change coffee mugs, right?
Yeah. So that brings me to my next question topic with you, which is self-love. This is a topic that I'm finding a strong need to bring up quite a bit with my patients, with my clients. Self-love, first off, how you define self-love, I'd love to know that. And then I want you to use your experience, your health coaching experience, to tell us how we can love ourselves with our food. In particular, how you feel that's different from indulging ourselves with food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, first of all, you asked the question about self-love. Yeah, there's expressing self-love is through yourself. And it's so that let's define that, you know, you have to love yourself to project that love onto others. And it's so overlooked. Mm-hmm. In today's society, it's heard it mentioned. You probably have to cut that out. Did I just?
No, you're fine. Yeah. It froze a little bit, but that's okay. I think the listeners will understand. But yeah, you were telling us the importance of self-love. No, you're fine. Keep going.
Okay. So, you have to actually do it intentionally, meaning that you have to, when you're caring for yourself, it could be something that you love, like a lot of women love to have their nails done. So you can go get your nails done because you want them to look, you know, you going to work that week and you use your hands a lot. So you need your hands to look nice. So you want to get your nails done. Or, and then you just kind of rush through, you're listening to the people, on the left of you, to the right of you, and they're complaining about their family and they're complaining about their kids. And it doesn't become this, that's not what self-care is. Self-care is you intentionally know that you're getting your nails done and it's your time. It's not selfish. It's your time to replenish you and who you are and to be pampered and to be, and just to say, yep, I am doing this for me so that I can go on and do my job for others. Now, a lot of times as women and men too, we sometimes hold back on this because we feel like we're being selfish. Oh, this, I got to cut the grass. Oh, I have to vacuum the house. No. When you fill your cup up, then your cup spills over and you can help other people. So we have to keep, you know, that's a mindset and it happens with intention. Self-love happens with intention. And if you are, you know, caught for time, a lot of, you know, even in the morning, a morning shower, some people just go, you know, you can just go through it and it's a job, or it can be a form of self-love. It doesn't have to be an obvious act like getting a massage, or just, you know, being by yourself for an hour. It can, you know, it can be something like incorporating it into your day, and it can be something that you're already doing. But now when you change the intention to this is an act I'm doing for myself, then it becomes nourishing. And that's where you're nourishing. That's where other things, actions besides food become nourishing to your body.
And and one of the things I'm just so happy that you could join me in doing this is that I hope that the listeners will notice that, you know, you are a health coach and your main focus is to help lose weight. Not once have you mentioned lack. You have not created any dearth. Nothing in what you've told us has been taken away anything. All I've heard you say so far is add. So I just hope the listeners pick up on that. That's a concept I'm constantly trying to communicate. It's so, I'm just happy we're teaming up because this whole time you have yet to say anything that we must go without. I hear you offering me all kinds of things that I need to add to my life.
So. Absolutely. I'm glad you heard that. That's what makes it fun. Yeah. You don't want things taken away. Yeah. That's why diets, that's why they do work and then they don't work. Because what happens is, you know, how long can you be restricted of your favorite foods? How long can you be restricted of not having such an, being exhausted in doing such, you know, exercises every day? That lasts for so long. And then sooner or later, when there is a interruption in your life, it's going to fall apart. And then what happens is it's the cycle of, okay, now we feel bad about ourselves because we were unsuccessful. No, you were successful. We're just human and we have emotions and things come up because we live in this world that's always changing. Yeah. So it's more of, okay, looking at like, what am I doing right? What's going well? How am I doing better than I did last week? Last week, I drank 2 glasses of water. Now I'm enjoying drinking 4 glasses of water this week. And maybe, you know, next week incorporate 6 glasses of water into my day. Something, it's the small changes that make it, that make the, it's the small, small changes that make the big change that we can notice. So it's not an overnight pill, magic pill you can take. It's these little.
Thank you. And I'm telling you, what I'm learning in this journey, and it's just so good to have you share this wisdom with the listeners, is that it takes time, it's patience, it's attitude of abundance. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad you're conveying this. My last question for you, in your book, in chapter 12, practice gratitude with attitude. So please explain to us how gratitude helps you, how gratitude helps your clients. Can you tell us some about that?
Okay. This definitely is a part of you, health, and it also is a part. It also attributes to, you know, losing weight. Yes, it does. I know it's like, how can me, you know, how can you, if you say thank you, how can you lose weight? Well, what's happening is you are, it's a law of attraction in action. What you set your mind to, it becomes greater, or it attracts more. So if you are obviously, if you're getting discouraged, as I said earlier, with your diet, what's going to happen is, you know, you're just going to, get more and more down on yourself. But if you have this attitude of gratefulness, what's going to happen is, all of a sudden you'll be looking on your, you know, your email, and all of a sudden a wonderful recipe will pop up. Like, you'll start attracting.
Like the recipes in your emails?
Yeah. Yes. All of a sudden you're like, where did that come from? Well, you attracted it.
Your peach smoothie recipe.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. And you could,
I tried it. And I was like, oh, this is so lovely.
It's a dessert. I have had fun this summer with smoothies because they taste great. And they're so nutritious. So and they're so colorful. Yeah. They're so how can you go wrong? And it's great for kids too, because of the colorful, you know, the bright oranges, even the greens, they're like the, you know, you can like really sneak in some, which I've done, sneak in some spinach and kale in a smoothie, and no one knows. That's nice. A good tip.
So nice. No one knows.
I know what changed for me myself personally is having a gratitude journal. Not that I get to it every day, and that's okay, because we're forgiving, but just getting, you know, getting even on the days that aren't so great, just finding five things that happened in that day. Cause I actually write in mine at night typically. So I'm finding five things in the day that I'm grateful for. And it could be so simple. It could be, my dog came running over to me when I entered the door. It could be, wow, I got this. My coffee was so good this morning at the drive-thru. It could be something, you know, very simple that you do all the time, but taking the time to say thank you. And it fills you up, number one. Mm-hmm. And it's also magically, over time, you're going to see how you're attracting this energy of where you want to, you know, who you want to be, and what, how you see yourself living. You're attracting these good recipes. You're attracting these books into your life that are going to help you. You're attracting friends into your life that are going to support you on this journey. So it all, you know, it could be, and sometimes you're like, oh, I have, you know, kids running around, or I'm taking care of an aging parent, or I'm doing both. Kids and parent. I don't have time. Well, just saying thank you can do the trick. Sometimes I can't get to my journal. I had a full day, you know, lying in bed, and I'm like, oh, I didn't get to my journal. But you know what? I can sit there. It is more powerful when you write something down. However, I can just sit back and just, you know, say thank you. And in my mind, think of some things during the day that went well.
So, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me. This has been awesome. I'm going to go find some vitamin A to put in. Some vitamin A. But before we part ways, can you let the listeners and the watchers know what you have going on? If you'd like to let them know how to find you, any offerings that you have. And listeners, I'll make sure you guys have something visual in the show notes.
Okay, fantastic. Yes, I am Facebook. I have a Facebook coaching by Lisa. And I know you're going to also put this down in the notes you'd said. And also my name, my handle on IG, on Instagram, would just be simply Lisa Earhart. And lastly, I have from my wonderful listeners, or I should say your wonderful listeners.
Your listeners.
our listeners. Is I did, I thought it would be helpful to have a handout that was created just for these listeners I think it would be helpful. They can download it on your podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a freebie. It's 8 tips to lose those unwanted pounds. So you can, some of them you may be doing, some of you might be new, but it's a good guide and support, and knowing that we believe that it can be done.
Lisa, thank you so much. It's so awesome. It's so awesome to see your face. So awesome we're doing this. And listeners and watchers, I'll make sure you have all of her information. I think it's going to be really valuable. And then also her book is for sale on Amazon as well. So don't forget that, but I'll have all of that in the show notes. Thank you all so much for joining us for the Art of Healing Podcast special video and podcast episode. We will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.